Anybody have a question about what we're doing? We're turning the three dotted halves into quarters. Let's hear it. Ready? All the same volume, please. One, two, three, one. Ready, and.
Five student music groups from Southwest Missouri are headed to the Missouri Music Educators Convention in Osage Beach later this month. All are choirs except for the Central High School Wind Ensemble, which has been busy preparing for this honor for months. Chris Warbach is the Springfield School's band director.
It's a great opportunity to show what we're doing here in Springfield on the state stage so that teachers and students from around the state can see what's going on, because there's just tremendous teaching happening in the Springfield district. We have great middle school teachers that raise these students and teach them from the beginning, and there are so many quality band programs in Springfield. It's just it's really humbling to kind of to get a chance to represent Springfield.
Students have put in many hours working on the music. They've attended rehearsal before and after school, on weekends, and even during the winter break.
We're not the only thing going on in their lives, you know, so from the band teacher perspective, this is kind of our main focus. But we also know that, you know, our students are tremendously talented. They're doing, you know, football and cheerleading and debate and swimming and theater. And so many of them are finishing our rehearsal and then going over to another practice. Or they're doing a wrestling practice and then coming straight here and hopping in for an extra after-school rehearsal. And that kind of dedication is just really admirable.
Warbach says while the students are growing as musicians, what the directors are teaching them goes beyond that.
It's, you know, hard work, dedication, sacrifice. I think that doesn't get talked about enough in terms of success. And sometimes we just see the results and we don't see how much sacrifice people have put into it.
As they get ready to perform before music educators and students from across Missouri next week, the Central Wind Ensemble will perform a concert for the community tonight at 6 at Weir Band Hall on the Missouri State University campus. The public will be able to hear the pieces they'll perform. Choosing those pieces wasn't easy. Warbach says they listened to at least 100 pieces before deciding. They'll open with Ride by Samuel Hazo, which Warbach calls an energetic, aggressive piece.
It's a real short statement, about 3 minutes, and it flies. It's really fast and energetic and exciting and very technically demanding. That's been a lot of work on our plate on that piece.
The second piece is Crystals by Thomas Duffy, which Warbach describes as ethereal and avant-garde.
It creates a number of sounds that aren't quite common in the band world.
The piece challenges the ear, he says, and challenges students to think about music in a new way.
It has a lot of dissonance and a lot of kind of ethereal, just floating atmosphere. Like there's some whistling, there's some wine glasses, there's calls for a gong to be submerged into water. There's all sorts of different tone qualities that help create this landscape of different types of crystals.
The composer calls for some sections to play wine glasses filled with water. They have to be tuned to certain notes ahead of the performance. The third piece is Dolly by Gabriel Fauré, which Warbach says while it's very simple, elegant, and beautiful, it's one of the most difficult for students and has offered the most growth in musicianship. The band will close with Homage to Bharat by Brian Balmages, which incorporates a lot of traditional Indian elements and uses traditional Indian percussion instruments like the dhol and chinta. As the date of the MMEA performance approaches, Warbach is feeling a mix of emotions, fear, but mostly excitement and pride.
I really want this for the students. I want them to have an experience that sticks with them for a long time.
And even if the performance isn't perfect, that's okay.
We want the performance to be as clean and accurate and perfect as possible. Of course, everybody does. But more important than that is emotion. Are we making musical experiences? Are we communicating? And I would be much more inclined to live with a performance that has a couple of errors. but was really passionate and really heartfelt, rather than, you know, very safe and clean, but kind of sanitized and no emotion.
Again, you can hear the Central Wind Ensemble perform their MMEA pieces during a concert tonight at 6 at MSU's Weir Band Hall. Other area groups that will perform at MMEA next week include the Ozark Junior High Grace Notes, the MSU Multicultural Ensemble, the Chorale of Southwest Baptist University, and the 5th and 6th grade Honor Choir from Logan Rogersville Upper Elementary. For KSMU News, I'm Michelle Skaliski.